Welcome to the Listen to Your Gut podcast with international best-selling author Jeannie Patel-Thompson, because the body is the messenger for the subconscious. The body is the densest part of the soul. Okay, so I'm Jeannie Patel-Thompson, and I am the author of these books that specialize in natural healing for digestive disease. Oh, and I just realized I have to screen share that. There we go. Okay, so there's three of my books. I've written 17 of them. They're all on, everything from, Crohn's and colitis to hemorrhoids to rectal spasm. I mean, you name it, because, underneath these comes a whole lot of what are seemingly minor things, but they make your life hell. So, all right. So I formulate the products for IMIX, and I'm going to take you through each of the products in each of the brands. So let's start with the row at the top here is Absorb Plus. All right. So Absorb Plus is the top seller, the product that is most in demand. I think possibly because you can't get it anywhere else. Like, you can't get something that tastes this good. And I know, because I have been on an elemental diet multiple times. I originally developed this formula because I had had a massive colonic hemorrhage from having 10 mercury fillings removed at once. And at that time, we didn't know anything about detox protocols. So I had no detox support, and I effectively mercury poisoned myself. So I went down to 99 pounds, I'm 5'7", and my albumin levels were just bottomed out, and I refused surgery, I refused steroids. I had to have something that worked, and that's what led me to develop it. Now, then I'm drinking this because I wanted to heal fast. I was drinking 9 shakes a day, which basically means that by the time I finished drinking one, my mom, because I couldn't even walk at the time, my mom was mixing up the next shake. And so I went within 6 weeks from that state to 135 pounds, riding my bike to work out at the gym 3 times a week. Like, that's the kind of incredible healing and rejuvenation that's possible on this product, because it's basically like going back to breast milk. So I've had so many emails from people who, they're even in the hospital, the doctor's given up on them, said, get your will in order. And they've gained 40 pounds on Absorb Plus and gotten out of the hospital. So that's why it's so powerful, and it is the top seller. So what you're looking at here, now, first of all, for the versions, okay, original is the original whey isolate version. That's the first product we came out with. That's the product I healed on in my worst flare there. It has whey isolate that is cold extracted, cross flow membrane filtered. It is casein free. It is lactose free. So even people with a dairy allergy can often tolerate this because the casein and lactose have been removed. So it's something you want to get some samples and test it. The next version is also whey isolate as the protein source, but it's called Simply because it has no fructose as the sweetener. And we use natural fructose, which is very different from high fructose corn syrups, completely different substance. The third version is the vegan, which you see down here. It has sprouted organic rice protein. So, and again, that's an isolate because you don't want the carbohydrate component in there, because any carbohydrates other than monosaccharides are not considered elemental. This is like breast milk, all right? And then the next version is amino, which are these two at the end. The protein source for these two is amino acids only. So it has no organic rice protein, it has no whey isolate, it just has free-form amino acids. And this one is your most hypoallergenic formula. So if you've got someone who's highly reactive, can't tolerate anything, Absorb Plus Amino, here's the drawbacks. Number one, taste. because think of amino acids. So many amino acids are, they just don't taste good. So, but I will say, if you've ever tried Physicians Elemental is like, I couldn't even swallow it. So this is drinkable. That's the difference. This took 6 months to get it. And it's, again, all natural. We're not using any chemical flavor maskers or whatever. The other downside to amino formula is you cannot gain weight on free-form amino acids. Free-form, for you to actually build muscle, those amino acids have to piggyback on a dipeptide bond protein or higher. And that is something, because I tried when in my first formulating journey, I tried these amino acids because they're the most well tolerated, the most hypoallergenic. I wasn't gaining a pound. I was like, what is going on? I'm ingesting so much protein building blocks. Well, you can't turn them into muscle unless you have the vegan protein or the whey isolate protein. So that's, if your client is already at a good weight or wants to lose some weight, great. You can have the amino product. But if they're malnourished, maybe use the short term to get them to calm down the reactivity, to get them to, become a little less hypersensitive, and then try to get them onto the vegan or the whey isolate version because they'll do a lot better on that. Okay, now we have different formulas depending on each market because the supplement regulations are different everywhere. So, the UK will allow this form, but Australia won't. And they'll allow the most open is the one on the far left here. This is the US version. The US allows us to do whatever we want in whatever amounts we want. It's great. So these two are both produced in the US. This one in the middle, you can see we've got some French and English. This is the Canadian version. And then this one at the far end, Element Plus, this has been the UK version. But we are actually going, but we are, we, so what we used to do is produce the UK version in the States and ship it over. We are now going to be producing the UK version in the UK. So that's, yeah, it's really, really exciting. We're just about to go into production for that. Have a fantastic facility. It's taken a long time to source the right one. But so in the UK, instead of this being branded Absorb Element Plus, we're just going to call it Absorb Plus as well. So that's the change that's coming. And the ingredients are awesome. The flavors are awesome. So that's the difference between Absorb Plus. And we also have, so I don't know if you guys have these available, but we do have these blender bottle shaker cups. So if you ever want those, just let whoever you order from know. And we also have practitioner information brochures that you can get. And the other thing we have is samples. These samples are key because you don't want someone spending, hundreds of pounds or hundreds of dollars on a whole bunch of big tubs, opening them, because once you open them, they're not returnable, and going, ew, right? Or, oh, I don't tolerate this. So if they get these samples, they can try the whey version, they can try the vegan, they can try the amino, and they can see what their body tolerates and what they like. And I know people get really gung ho when they get on the idea of going on an elemental diet. So, normally for SIBO, people do 2 to 3 weeks. For Crohn's or colitis, if they're in an active flare and they've got any kind of bleeding, they're looking at 6 weeks minimum. Well, 6 weeks average, I would say. But if, let's say, you're just going through a tough time and you want to not flare, then some people just go on it for a few days, let the system calm down, take out all the reactivity, take the burden off the digestive system. So these are the ways that people use Absorb Plus. They also use it when they're traveling or like I said, someone in the family dies and they know that's a boatload of stress coming their way. They get on the shakes so that they can not have that stressor on their body. And then we have people, which I'm surprised because of the price, but people are using it as their breakfast shake or their pre and post-workout shake. So for me, I'm like, why wouldn't you just use a protein shake? It's so much cheaper. But they love the way it makes them feel because they're not elemental, just using it once a day. They're throwing a banana in there and along with their MCT flax or Udo's oil, and that'll take them through to lunch. So, what do you
Yeah,
spend on?
I've actually been using it because I've had a lot of stress going on and I was struggling to eat. So I was like, what clean can I get? Because there's so many of the shakes, because obviously a protein shake doesn't have everything in it that you want it to have either. So for me, it's been an absolute godsend. I can't tell you, because it's got a good amount of calories in it as well. And it does really does replace a breakfast. So a protein shake's often just 100 calories. And if you're trying not to lose the weight, which is what I was trying to do, it's just been brilliant.
Very good point. Very good point. Thank you for pointing that out.
And for the element, if you use it as an elemental, would you not add any oil in it? Like, so that you wouldn't lose weight.
Yes, you absolutely. Even having it normally, but especially if you're on an elemental diet, you want to add the amount of fat that you can tolerate, which is, so there's two reasons why fat is not included in this formula, which most of them do. Number one, the only fat that you can spray on a powder and not have it go rancid is MCT oil. But a lot of people with Crohn's and colitis do not tolerate MCT oil. Don't know why, possibly because of its antifungal capability. We don't know. But regardless, there's a lot of people with severe Crohn's and colitis who have completely lost fat tolerance across the board. So for them, they want to just start on the shakes. And then again, once their system starts to heal and once that hypersensitivity starts to calm down, then they start to add maybe half a teaspoon of oil or 1 teaspoon of oil. And then they gradually increase it. What you want to get up to is a tablespoon. You can do 2 tablespoons per shake if you maybe if you're having a less number of shakes, but you can safely do 8 tablespoons of Udo's or cold pressed flax oil per day without an issue. So you just want to get that a tablespoon is ideal per shake. But again, just do it according to your tolerance. And that's the only thing that you have to add. Now, what I want to point out, so let's jump ahead here. No, you know what? Just remind me because I got these in order. If I jump, okay, no, wait, let me see if I can jump ahead here. I can, of course, I can. Okay, so Amanda, what you talked about being taking it once a day because it has all those other things added. So this is where multi-absorb comes in. So multi-absorb daily essential. I actually developed it because this is me standing at the counter opening 20 supplement bottles to add it to my daily shake, because I was just doing like a smoothie with celery and fennel and stuff like that. And I'm like, and then my kids want shakes, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I've been here for 10 minutes opening capsules. Why can't we just have? And of course, each of these capsules is up to 90% filler material. So how much magnesium stearate and silicon dioxide do you want to consume? So I was like, why can't we just have one scoop? No fillers, no flow agents, no nothing, like just the pure nutrients. So that's what multi-absorb is. So let's say you did want to move to that. You don't need the carbohydrate from the maltodextrin. You just want to move to your protein shake or your green smoothie, or your maybe you do a banana smoothie with a chocolate scoop of protein. This multi-absorb daily essential. So obviously, if you're doing that, you wouldn't use the orange mango flavor. You'd use the unflavored, and you throw in a scoop of that. You've got everything that you would get in Absorb Plus, but you've got the daily dose here, right? So Absorb Plus, keep in mind, was formulated for people to have. Like, if you're on an elemental diet, people have on average 5 to 6 shakes a day. So the levels of vitamins and minerals and aminos are calibrated to over the course of the day. Like you can take a maximum of 12 servings. Multi-absorb has everything in one scoop. So you get an incredible nutrient boost. And even so, again, Amanda, let's see, you go, no, I like to stick with my Absorb Plus shake, but I would throw in a scoop or half a scoop of this as well, just to bring those nutrient levels up. So in multi-absorb daily essential, well, let me show you the other one that we have. We have multi-absorb immune booster. So multi-absorb daily essential has everything that's in Absorb Plus, but in the daily amounts. Multi-absorb immune booster has all of that, plus your greens, your super greens, your moringa, spirulina, chlorella. It's got a huge bioflavonoid and antioxidant panel, and it has supplements like for eye health up here. You know, your lutein and your zeaxanthin, however you pronounce that one that starts with a Z. This is in the dosage that you would get in an individual supplement. So that's what's unique about multi-absorb. These are not, if you look at a competitive product, like I just did a blog post comparing multi-absorb immune to AG1, which is the top seller, right? AG1 has a blend. They have a phytonutrient blend. They have a, and in the quarter teaspoon of that phytonutrient blend, there's 22 ingredients. So what are you getting? Like 2 grains of spirulina and 3 grains of ginger? Like it's ridiculous, right? Here, everything is listed on the label in the amounts. So this is Daily Essential here. So Daily Essential, you can see it's everything that's in Absorb Plus, and I've added 20 milligrams of quercetin, 30 milligrams of CoQ10, 30 milligrams of grapeseed extract, and then you get the full amino acid blend that is also in Absorb Plus. Now, if you move over here to Immune Booster, for CoQ10, you're getting 100 milligrams, grapeseed extract, 60 milligrams. You guys know that's the dosage that's contained. If you buy a CoQ10 supplement, you're getting 60 milligrams or 100 milligrams per capsule. Pine bark, 50 milligrams, and then quercetin, 200 milligrams. And then here's your eye health down here. So you have all of these at therapeutic levels. That's the difference. So this is for, you know, your eye health, your cardiovascular, your circulatory system, your endocrine, your immune, and your gut health is all in here. So that's just flipping back to that. So, okay, let's go back to the brand. So we talked about Absorb Plus. Quick Plus Minerals, this is the next thing I'm super excited about. These are atom sized, also known as nano sized, picometer, angstrom. These are all different words to describe the mineral that is in its atomic molecular form. All right. They're also ionic, so they have the right charge to be able to go straight into your cell channels. So because they're atom sized and they're ionic, they're liquid. They can absorb just through the lining of your mouth. There is no digestion required. So you guys know for magnesium, if someone is taking magnesium citrate or God forbid magnesium oxide, they are going to be having a bowel movement. Now, if you're constipated, yay, but if you're not, it's hell, right? And then how does, and most people with digestive sensitivities, they can be triggered into diarrhea. So how are they ever going to get enough calcium for the 368 enzymatic reactions magnesium, that magnesium is involved in the body? Plus it's crucial. You can't convert vitamin D without magnesium. So you've got a real pull on magnesium in the body, right? But if you have 10 towards diarrhea or loose stools, you can never get enough magnesium without getting diarrhea. Well, this is your solution because, and they tested these way back in the day, about a decade ago, with autistic children who would refuse to swallow anything. So they would just get them to hold them in their mouth for 30, 60 seconds, and then the kids could spit them out. They tested their mineral levels went up. So that's how we know. And so for me, because this is, you know, that very tiny nano atom-sized technology, I tested these on my own family for 2 years before I released them to my readers, and we've all been on them now for a decade or more. So I'll get more into those in a little bit. The next one we have, this is MucosaCom. It's for mucosal healing of the intestines, and FissureCom. I don't believe you guys have these available because they have to be made by hand, and we're continually selling out of them in the States. They're basically an incredible healer for anal and rectal fissures, which if someone has them, like postpartum, 20% get anal fissures, and they're horrible. They make every bowel movement hell. I talked to a guy who had rectal cancer, and he said the worst thing about the whole thing was the anal fissures. And so when his daughter bought him these Fissure Calm, he was just like, oh my God, just completely changed my life. So We are trying to get these, and maybe this we can find a pharmacist, because these are done by hand by a pharmacist. But we also sell a kit in ltygshop.com where people can make their own. And we sell them all the ingredients, and I have a tutorial video. So that would be something you could recommend to your readers to get as a substitute. The next one, Colonies. These are stool bulking and softening blends. So Colonies Move is for people with constipation. They need to get things moving. Colonies Firm is for people with diarrhea. They want to firm things up and slow them down and decrease the frequency. And then multi-absorb, we already briefly talked about. So let's get into. So this is the whole Quick Plus Minerals line. These are glass bottles. This is the form I prefer, but we did have some people who were used to having it in, more highly diluted in water, so they just use the cap and they take a dose. So I'll tell you what's amazing about the bone matrix. So in formulating this, I went into all the medical literature for any published trials or studies on bone building, like anything in the osteoporosis field, to find out what has medical science established as not just the minerals involved, but what ratio do those minerals need to be in? Because the ratios are really, really important. Like, for example, just calcium and magnesium, take as one example. You never want to take a one-to-one ratio of calcium and magnesium. You always want more magnesium than calcium, often at least 50% more, but often 100% more is ideal. Copper and zinc is another crucial ratio. And I'll tell you a quick story. When I was formulating, and I couldn't get a supplier who could give me the material so I could get the copper zinc ratio in the ratio that I determined was ideal, because not only did I look at the medical studies, I went into the work of Dr. Weston Price, the dentist from the 20s, who studied traditional tribes and said, well, who's got no degenerative disease and a tooth decay rate of less than 1%, studied their diet, had all their food lab tested, and came up with what is ideal for human health, for maintaining a disease-free, tooth decay-free human population. I cross-referenced those two sets of information to come up with the ratios. So I couldn't get the copper zinc, and I just threw it out to the universe. And I was like, is this as important as I think it is? Like, send me, or should I just let it go? Because this is pretty close, it's just not dead on. That morning, I get an email from my brother, who's a medical geneticist, just ran, and he didn't know I was formulating bone matrix or anything. He sends me this email saying that here's new research showing that autism begins in utero because the copper zinc ratio is off. I was like, okay, don't accept this. You have to get the ratio. So that took, I think, another 4 months for me to source that and put it together. So that's bone matrix. We've used this for my own daughter. Back when we started testing, she had been transitioned from breast milk onto rice milk, which I did not realize at the time was so high glycemic, and it rotted her two front teeth. They were half rotted and brown. All I did is, after brushing her teeth, I had her put this in her mouth and swish around her teeth for as long as she could. She could usually do about a minute, maybe two maximum, and then swallow it. In 3 to 4 months, those teeth were white and rock hard. I took her into the dentist. He could not believe it. So that's the remineralization capability. That's the absorption capability of these minerals. And we've since had a lot of emails from my readers saying, I reversed my osteoporosis diagnosis. I reversed my osteopenia diagnosis. So, this is something I think every human being on the planet should be on. The other one, I think, and actually here, let me show you, I did a little thing here. So bone matrix, okay, gentle on the bowel because it doesn't require digestion. Can strengthen your tooth enamel because you swish. No digestion required because it's boom into the bloodstream. Higher absorption than powder. So again, what's the problem with powdered calcium? It can build up in the arteries and contribute to heart disease. And they're thinking this is the reason for the huge spike in heart disease in women, because you guys probably, well, you would definitely remember when all of a sudden the government was like, women have to take 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And so all us women got on our calcium, powdered calcium supplements that the body can only absorb 10 to 15% of. And what does our body do with the rest of it? Can't excrete it, has nowhere to put it, starts lining the arteries with it. So you don't have this problem with bone matrix. Trace matrix is the other one that's I'm really excited about. It is, you guys have heard of the fulvic and humic substances. This is from ancient soil. So our soil, as we know, has been pretty much destroyed. There's nothing left in it, and what's there is toxic. So these are, you source down, like, say, inside a mountain where it's been untouched, and humans can't pollute it and they can't get to it. And you find these ancient soil deposits, and you can. And so, first of all, it took me 2 years to source the supplier for this because I wanted not only an absolutely pristine source, but I wanted a company that was not damaging the environment extracting it. So, and those were two very difficult criteria. So I did find them, and here we go. So the exciting thing about this is, again, it's boom, it's into the bloodstream. It has 70 different trace minerals, so you don't get these anywhere else. And it also has, because of the fulvic and the humic, it is a massive detox agent. It assists with transporting other nutrients into the cell. It increases your mitochondria energy levels. It improves the gut lining. So if you're familiar with, there's a really popular doctor on social media and in the States called Dr. Zach Bush, and he has a product that is exactly this. He calls it Ion. And what I like, what he talks about, what these substances can do, is they increase communication in the gut among cells. They increase intercellular communication, because his theory is that there's something in here that, traditional humans had, but we don't have anymore because we've destroyed our environment to that point. And when you put it back in, the communication network activated in the body is just incredible. So, again, you can put this in water, tea, juice, anything you like. I actually love it. It's got an actual earthy kind of taste. If you put it in a smoothie, you're not going to taste it at all. But if you put it in clear water, 16 ounces, you'll barely taste it. 8 ounces, you'll have that earthy taste. So you can have your people adjust it to what they need. Quick Plus Magnesium, another top seller for us for reasons we already discussed. Also, it's nature's muscle relaxant. So I got another personal story about this. My father, he was a 60-year smoker, drinker, like, just not, but then, and a doctor. So he'd already had triple bypass and a couple of stents put in. His heart was in bad shape. So he starts getting fibrillations and whatnot. And my brother, who's the doctor, is there. So he does a little, testing on dad and says, "Kate, you got to go to the hospital in the morning for sure." And I was like, "No, wait." And I drive back home and I grab my Quick Plus Magnesium, and I come back and I give him a double or a triple dose in his mouth, hold it for 30 seconds, then swallow it. 2 minutes later, I say to my brother, "Retest him." He retests him. He's perfectly fine. He just needed magnesium, because the heart is a muscle, and if it doesn't get enough magnesium, it goes into spasm. So again, this is someone who has to go to the emergency ward, has to go to the hospital. No, give him some magnesium. And in the old days, I'm told that when people arrived at the hospital, the first thing they did in the IV was give him intravenous magnesium, which this is the equivalent of, right? It's in the same form. Your IV electrolytes are in atom-sized form, which is why they can go straight into the bloodstream. That's what Quick Plus is. Silica, skin, hair, nails, collagen, which is found in the thymus, liver, heart, muscle, and skin. Levels decline with age, connective tissue. So here's my silica story. I have a 160-acre ranch. I got horses and sheep and chickens and all the rest of it. So I'll often be out there, and let's say I'm doing like 6 hours of fencing, right? I'm 57, by the way. And so I'll come in and I'll be like, oh, my thumb is sore. And people go like, arthritis. I'm like, I don't have arthritis. Just get out of here. It's something else. So I'm like, you know what? I think it's the silica. So I source this product and we add it. I come in and I take this silica and all that thumb pain goes away. It's just boom, it's gone because it's not, it's a joint issue. It's not, it's just overuse. It's overwork. Like, so someone who does a lot of gardening or anything where, repetitive motion with those hands, right? The joint needs some support, and that's what silica does. And by the way, there's a hefty dose of silica in bone matrix. So they are getting it. There's also a nice dose of magnesium in bone matrix. So there's no trace matrix in bone matrix, though. So, do you guys have any questions about the Quick Plus minerals before we move on?
No, but I'd love to try the magnesium one for my kind of neurodiverse kid. So that's what I'm,
Yes, it'll be a game changer. The one other I should mention is the iron. Because iron is such a trigger for people, it can trigger intestinal bleeding, it causes constipation. In this form, it causes neither. Now, we do not recommend you hold the iron in your mouth because it will go straight into your teeth and you will get browning teeth. So the iron is the one that you don't hold in the mouth because your teeth will take it up before the rest of you does. So just I throw this iron in like literally maybe a tablespoon or two of water and I just throw it back like a shot. And we've had people who've been unable to raise their hemoglobin or ferritin, and they can do it on this. And my dad was another one. The doctors couldn't figure out why are you bottoming out for iron and nothing. And so put him on this, and his levels came up for the first time. So the last one, muscle matrix. This is for, sorry, Amanda, did you have a question?
sorry, yeah, just a quick question. Are we looking at very different dosages then? So let's say you're taking magnesium. So obviously, you're told to take between 400 and 800 grams of magnesium a day. So what sort of values are we looking at with the liquids?
We're looking at 10%
Right.
because everything is absorbed. So your normal absorption on those powdered minerals is anywhere from 5 to 15%. Like if you've got a magnesium bisglycinate and something that's bonded to an amino acid, you can get the absorption rate up to 15%. But most of them, yeah, between 5 and 10%. So these you take 10 per the dosage that, so for bone matrix, for example, it's 2 dropperfuls. And that would be about 10% of the quote recommended dosage. And then for someone who's osteopenia or osteoporosis, they might take that dosage 3 times a day because they want to really get their levels up. Same with the iron. They might take the recommended dosage three to four times a day. Muscle matrix is really exciting. I formulated this product for myself again because when I work hard like that, I'd be like, at night, I'm getting muscle cramps in my feet of all, like, so annoying. And so this muscle matrix, again, because it's absorbed through the lining of the mouth, anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds, your cramps are gone. And it has the high dose of magnesium, but also potassium, which is crucial for relaxing muscles, not just for cramps, but for restless legs. And then we've got salt in here as well, Peruvian salt, because salt taken in liquid form is really different from salt taken with your food. It just behaves differently in the body. So this is a really exciting blend as well. And then the zinc we put out there, we actually released this during COVID because, again, fantastic immune booster. But people don't use the zinc so much because a lot of our people are on multi-absorb immune, which has the high zinc dosage. So you just don't need to double up on that usually.
Sorry, one other question. A lot of people who are taking like beta blockers and blood thinners, well, not blood thinners because you can't take anything else with them, but beta blockers and diuretics and antihypertensives can't always take magnesium or potassium or things like that because these are lower doses and because they're being absorbed through the mouth, would that be more, would it be okay for them to take it or still would you have to err on the side of caution there.
That's a really good question. To like not have magnesium, like, do you know how many health problems that's going to cause you? I would, if it were me and I were that person, I would definitely test it because any amount is better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I think as well. But obviously, it's quite hard with all these pharmaceuticals, especially in the older generation, the amount of pharmaceuticals that they're in, it's just shocking. And these are the sort of people who need these sort of products, aren't
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, like my dad with all his all his vices and all his, I mean, he lived to 86 because he was on all these supplements, and my mom cooked him home cooked organic food. So you can counter a lot of negative inputs to the body if you're supporting it on the other side. Yeah, I would test it. I would definitely test it. And maybe here's an idea, like if they're really worried, just have them hold it in their mouth for 60 seconds and then spit it out.
Good point, yeah. Worth
Right?
trying.
And then maybe the body will just take what it needs, boom, into the cell channels, and then it doesn't go anywhere near where the medication is going. So maybe
Yeah.
worth a try anyway.
Definitely.
Okay, so multi-absorb, we already kind of talked about it. Anything else I need to tell you about multi-absorb? Just that you can, oh, I know what I need to tell you. So there's four versions of it. So each of the daily essential comes in orange mango and unflavored, and the immune booster comes in orange mango and unflavored. So, you know, depending on, so here's what I categorize as the difference. Are you taking it by itself or are you throwing it into a shake or smoothie? So if you're throwing it into like any kind of greens-based smoothie, you know, you probably want to go with the unflavored version of whichever one you're using. My husband does, you know, greens and blueberry and banana smoothie every morning. He uses the multi-absorb unflavored. For me, I like the my normal one is the Daily Essential Orange Mango, and I put it in just like a small, like I guess 4 ounce little teacup with water, and this is like juice. It is so good, but there's no sugar. It's sweetened only with stevia, but for me this is almost like a treat. Or I'll put it in like a little champagne or wine glass or something. Now here's the tip with these, because there's no fillers, there's no flow agents, there's no mixing agents, right? So when you first put it into your cup or your glass, you'll go, oh, it's just sitting there on top of the water. So stir it up and you'll be like, oh, it's all lumpy. No, leave it for 5 minutes, come back, stir it, it's completely dissolved. And then no lumps, no nothing. So the trick is put it in, stir it, leave it for 5 minutes, come back, stir it again, and you're good to go. And then I usually add like an ice cube to it because it's for me, it's like a treat. So yeah. And like all of the IMIX products, never, never anything artificial. No chemicals, no preservatives, no fillers, no flow agents, nothing, nothing, nothing. Clean, clean, clean. Because these are the supplements that I use myself for my family, for my elderly parents. You know, I formulate to that standard. And I live on a 160-acre ranch where I am rejuvenating the soil. I'm doing regenerative farming. Like that's the level that I bring to the IMIX products that I formulate. Okay, next products that we have are the colonies for someone who has diarrhea, or Colonies Move for someone who has constipation. Again, what's really different about these two, they are formulated for people with hypersensitive digestive systems, right? They're formulated for people, Crohn's, colitis, elderly, you know, anybody who's, you know, you just don't want to trigger them. You don't want to trigger them into any negative effect. So for example, for Colonies Move, most stool softeners or fiber therapies for constipation contain mostly insoluble fiber. Okay. They contain the psyllium husk as the majority of the psyllium product, which is excellent, right? It's known as an intestinal broom. But for sensitive guts, this is too irritating. It's too triggering. So if you look up here at the supplements facts, you'll see the first ingredient here is psyllium seed powder. So that has the same intestinal broom effect without the irritating component. And then just a little bit of psyllium husk to get things moving. All right, the supplements, the herbs that were chosen, the Indian sarsaparilla root, the artichoke leaf, dandelion root, and then this hatitaki is part of an Ayurvedic remedy called triphala. But again, triphala is too harsh for people with hypersensitive digestive systems. So I just took one of the three, the hatitaki, which had an excellent profile of action, but did not trigger any reactions. It was the gentle herbs. So this is not like senna. All right, you take senna, or you take like 1,000 milligrams of magnesium oxide, you're having a bowel movement the next day, it's going to be a big clear out. That's not what this is. This is something that is kind of retraining your colon and your peristalsis to come up to normal functioning over time. Or if your diet is deficient in the agents that would normally be bulking and moving your stool along, this is a supplement you can take to replace what's missing in your diet with these herbs that are geared for daily consumption. So they're not going to make you reliant on this as a laxative. This is not a harsh one-time thing. It's an ongoing. And over time, it improves your intestinal muscle tone. It improves the function of your peristalsis. And of course, it gives your body the soluble fiber that it needs to not only contribute to a better bacterial population, but to get your own system functioning better over time. Now, we pop over here to Colonies Firm, and again, different objective, right? So, with both products, you're still bulking up the stool. With Colonies Move, you're bulking it up because you want it to contain more water, right? And if it's hard and the person doesn't have enough water, it's very hard to pass that stool. That's another reason for constipation. While with Colonies Firm with diarrhea, you have the same problem because you've got too much liquid in the colon. So you want to soak that up into this bulking supplement. So that then that reduces urgency because it's the liquid nature of stool that creates the urgency. And the other thing is you end up with little stool deposits dotted all around the colon. So you're going for like 10 bowel movements instead of if you could get all that stool to clump together in one and then come out, maybe you're only having one or two bowel movements. So that's the science behind Colonies Firm. And so again, we're using that same psyllium seed powder. Now, in this, because we don't want to stimulate bowel movements, there's no psyllium husk. All right, there's sprouted chia seed, acacia gum, which, by the way, is also used. I found some clinical trials where it was used on its own as a gut healing agent. So that's a really good thing. Apple pectin, again, very mild, and bilberry extract, which is anti-inflammatory. So this is the Colonies Firm is again very gentle, very soothing. And so people would start with, if you've got someone who's hypersensitive, just start them on half a teaspoon. So the serving size for Colonies Move and Firm is 3 teaspoons, but that's something that you would work up to and only if you needed it. Right? So you would start with maybe half a teaspoon twice a day. And what the colon likes is to have regular timings for things. So you would figure out what's the time of day that works best for you to take this on an empty stomach because you want it going straight. You don't want it digesting. You want it going through to the colon. And start with half a teaspoon or 1 teaspoon. And always, 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 after you drink, you put it in 8 ounces of water or whatever you need, you drink it, and then you drink another 8 ounces of water. You have to have that extra water. Even if you have diarrhea and you're like, but I got a lot of water. No, that's not the way this works. You have to have the extra water in there for these herbs and plants to work the way they're supposed to work. Any questions on that before I move on? No, we're good? Okay. All right, mucosa calm. Again, this is one I developed for myself back when 30 years ago when I was healing from widespread Crohn's because I could not find a supplement. If it had the herbs that I wanted, it had something triggering like betaine. Betaine HCL in someone with active Crohn's and colitis will trigger bleeding. You do not want that in your supplement. So, again, I ended up putting this together for myself. The licorice is deglycyrrhizinated, which means it does not raise your blood pressure. So it's safe for pregnant women or anyone who tends towards hypertension. Slippery elm, marshmallow root, N-acetylglucosamine. That has been shown in clinical trials to be not only an immune system modulator with anti-tumor properties, but they've also used it to actually affect direct healing of the mucosal lining. So Mucosacom has a nice hefty dose of, I believe it's 600 milligrams per capsule of the NAG, the N-acetylglucosamine. So for these, again, what you can do, if you tend towards constipation, you can go ahead and swallow the capsules. But if you're at all tending towards diarrhea, this is across the board, no capsules, no pills, no tablets if you tend towards diarrhea, because you're not gonna, the transit time is too fast. You are not gonna break those down and not gonna get the benefits of them. So, for what most people do is to open up the capsules, put them into your water, or you can use a slightly warmed water if you want, mix it up, and drink it down. And again, on an empty stomach, when I was using this to heal, what worked best for me was to do 4 to 6 capsules opened up into water last thing before I went to bed at night. So I try to get my bowels as empty as I could, and then take this last thing before I go to sleep, and then it has all night to work its magic. Other people find it works better for them to divide up the dose, take it 3 times a day, but always on an empty stomach. I would also combine it with the George's aloe vera juice, which is a product that I love because it has all of the irritating laxative components removed. And I thought, well, why not? Let's do the synergy, throw it in something else that's healing. And that worked super well for me. And we're done. So that's it. So do you guys have any, let's go back to here so you can see the overview. Any questions about anything?
I don't think so. I mean, do we have all of these products? I don't know that we do.
Yeah, I wonder if we might not have the colon ease or
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking we don't have.
okay. Well,
It'd be good to get it though. Looks really
yeah,
good.
talk to David or whoever you talk to about stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely. Excited about the iron actually, because I have a few clients who are so low in ferritin and iron that and it's super difficult to get that up, you know. So that's really exciting. I'm immediately gonna use it with one and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. No, the iron is a game changer for sure. And we even had a practitioner in the States, and her husband's a doctor, and she was having the same problem, like for herself. She just could not. And she's a nutritionist as well. So it's not like she hadn't tried everything that she needed to do. And then she got on this Quick Plus Iron, and of course, she had all her blood tests tracked for like years. So she sent me all the data. She's like, yay, I can't believe it. She was so happy.
Yeah,
And
that's
then
so cool.
also, you know, for iron, for the body to utilize iron properly, it has to be receiving vitamin C and folate. But you don't take your vitamin C and your folate at the same time because they inhibit the absorption of each other. So, like maybe you take your iron with your vitamin C, and then a few hours later at another time of the day, you would take your multi-absorb daily essential that has your folate in it or whatever you're taking for folate. For someone who's very anemic, that can often be the key, is to split up those cofactors that are needed. And for a normal person, you don't have to worry about that so much. The body can usually sort it out. But for someone who's, terminally anemic, you definitely want to separate out the folate and vitamin C.
Okay. And you take it 3 to 4 times a day in a bit of water shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh, the other thing I want to tell you guys about the multi-absorb, it is also formulated for anyone who has the MTHFR gene defect. So it has the most bioavailable forms for everybody. And you know what I'm going to do as well, because I do have some downloads for you guys. I'm going to pop these in the chat, and then maybe whoever's organizing can send these out to people with the recording. So I've got the download link for this presentation I just showed you. I've got the download link for the Absorb Plus practitioner brochure. In-depth training on elemental diet and usage. I've put all my videos together on one page for you guys. So if you want to become an elemental diet expert, just head there. And then on the wholesale page for where we normally sign up new wholesale accounts, if you scroll down to the bottom of it, there is an Absorb Plus, specifically on Absorb Plus. The whole video is on Absorb Plus for practitioners and usage. And there's quite a bit of client questions that got asked in there, like things that their clients were struggling with or having. So that might be useful to you as well.
Perfect.
Thank you, ladies.
No,
Well,
thank you very much.
absolutely. Honestly, like, what a good timing with Darren. I'm just like, gonna send it to her right away, the link. Like, it's just, all these things happen for a reason, at, when, so that's really cool. And the magnesium, I'm definitely gonna try that with my child.
Yeah. I mean, there, because I, during my journey of healing, I was formulating stuff to heal digestive diseases. But then, I've been completely juggling surgery free for 29 years now. So I'm way beyond healing. And then with my three kids, who I made sure they have no gut issues because they've been on all the stuff from day one, but they're all professional athletes. So I'm like, now we're moving into thriving. Like, what do we need to thrive? And then for my parents, as they age, like my mom now, she's 81. She doesn't take a single drug. And she does a full day. She drives. She's has full strength. She can help, she'll pick up a mattress and help me move it. That's the kind of health that we want. So that was where these later products, like the multi-absorb and the Quick Plus Minerals, came in. Because that's what's missing from our food supply and our soil and our water. Like, you can't get, like, unless you live like me and you're on 160 acres with multiple animal species and you're composting, and I'm in a wilderness, I'm surrounded by wilderness. My nearest neighbor is 5 kilometers away.
Oh, I love
Yeah, my
that.
water comes down the mountain. There's nobody above me. Like, okay, if you're living like me, fine, you don't need these things, and you certainly don't need them every day. But I still take them because I travel and I have go through stressful times. And like I said, if I'm out there working 6 hours, my joints are sore. So then I need a little boost. And then, for the teeth, I have had zero tooth decay for over 10 years now, which my family was plagued by it. And I was like, I've got to figure this out. So on my blog, I do have a tooth decay protocol that is not easy. It's hell for 3 weeks because you have to completely change the diet. You have to change the microbiome in the mouth. But once you've done it, then you keep up on the bone matrix, you keep up on the nature and probiotics, and you're just not going to get to any more decay. So, that's what I've been into for these last, couple decades is like, let's thrive.
Oh, I have a question. So, the trace minerals, it said about cognitive impairment, that is good for that. What about if somebody's already having memory issues? Would it be helpful at that point?
Absolutely. I think it's one of those things that there's a synergy about it that we don't understand. And that's a lot of what Dr. Zach Bush talks about, well, there's some way that the human body is supposed to function that's not happening because we are of the earth, and we have to work in synergy and in almost like a mirroring with the earth, but we're not getting the earth because we've damaged it so much. So then when we get back into that alignment, into that, I can't remember the word that I'm looking for. It's kind of like synergy, but also like like this, right? You want to be like this with the earth. That's where health resides. And so that's your huge thing about trace matrix, because you're getting those 70 trace minerals that don't exist anywhere anymore, and you're getting the fulvic and the humic, which have a huge effect on the mitochondria, which obviously is going to affect cognitive function, and heavy metal detox, which affects cognitive function, right? And intracellular communication.
I'm just wondering about my dad who popped round the other day and said he'd just been to the dentist because three of his teeth had fallen out. I was like, what? He is, I mean, he is 84 and he's on a couple of medications that, yes, one of the side effects is your teeth falling out, but I'm thinking for him, the silica or the trace one. I don't know which would be better really.
Well, for him, I would do the bone matrix.
Or the
I was
bone
just about to
matrix.
say that that's probably the one.
Yeah.
And have him swish it around his teeth after brushing. So my dad, very similar. He was also diabetic, so his teeth were an appalling. I mean, 60-year smoker with diabetes, you could imagine his teeth. But he did his bone matrix every day, and that really minimized the dental interventions.
Well, that's
Yeah,
good.
I was really shocked. I was like, what? Three teeth just fell out? He's like, they just fell out. I'm like, they don't just fall out, do they? No, but they do when your bone is breaking down and disintegrating, and yeah,
Well,
we're.
thank you very much. This has been really good actually, because we get so many questions about, which one and da da. So honestly, that's been great.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
Well,
Thank you.
thank you so much. Take care, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll
You
enjoy
too.
our evenings, I guess.